Well, you've worked quite a lot with Arvo Pärt, who grew up, well, he was born in Estonia in 1935, from about, I guess the time he was about 4 years older. So that's when Hitler and Stalin did that infamous non-aggression pact deal, and the Baltic states became part of the Soviet Union.
Until very recently. He grew up in the Soviet Union, I mean Estonia, but it was part of the Union, which very much affected the course of his life, of course, and the way in which he made music and the way in which he was allowed or not allowed to make music, and it had a very direct result on what he wrote, its reception, and caused him to move to Western Europe in the 70s. I mean, there's a long story there, a whole set of stories. But also he started his composing career, apart from a few student pieces as neoclassical style, writing in the heavy sort of modernist serial idiom of the 1960s. And the piece we're about to sing was written right in the middle of that period, and it's totally different from that music.
It's called solfège.
It's solfège. It's do re mi fa sol la ti do. It's based on the C major scale. Scored out across the different voices with great effect. And I suppose he wrote it as an exercise piece for a choir, but I think musically it's very beautiful. But what's so startling is that he wrote this when he did, along with the totally different sorts of music he was writing at the time, and also, of course, now with hindsight, the tonal music that he started writing in the mid-70s. It sounds like a pre-echo of that, but it wasn't at the time. He didn't know he was going to do that.
Follow this sounds just a little bit technical for those of you at home who aren't by a piano. If you can at least imagine a piano keyboard, you see how you have all those white keys in front of you and the black ones. What Paul is talking about is that from the time of Schoenberg and Stravinsky, a lot of the early 20th centuries, they used to like to mix them up quite a lot and make sometimes ferocious dissonances. And what Arvo Pärt is doing here is mostly sticking to the white keys alone.
Totally. Yes, it's a pity we can't perform some of the other pieces, but they call for a full orchestra.
Yeah, well, we'll get them sometime. But since you've only brought your 12 singers today, Theatre of Voices, let's hear them now. This is music of Arvo Pärt, born in Estonia in 1935. This piece dates from 1964. It's called Solfège.